Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're going to talk about banishing the Ojibwe Way of Life. You know, that's been, it is part of history, you know. Even in this area, we've all heard the stories, and you know, sometimes, you know, that in this day and age, you know, we're shielded from some of it, but you know, then again, we're not. And you know, I seen in my time, you know, that it coming back. When I started to sing, it was, you know, yeah, there were powwows, you know, but it was hush-hush kind of stuff. But we were still able to do it. But everything had to be left at home. And then it came into the powwow era. And, you know, we talked about stuff there. Right at the drums. And the things that we were kind of losing, like language and the ways, you know. And when they spoke, you know, the elders spoke, it was almost as if it was like a, come on, everybody, you need to learn this. And this needs to happen, because otherwise we're going to lose it all. And all the time, every time an elder would go home, they would say, yep, there goes a lot of wealth of information there, you know. And when we disregard that, you know, and don't pay heed to that, of course we're going to lose it. But I don't think we're going to lose it anytime soon. Here we are. In this day and age, and I'm seeing a comeback of a lot of things, especially the language. You know, we got that Nagani program around here, and there's immersion camps that are popping up all over the place. And then even as you go out further, you know, they got immersion places where everybody will gather and start talking about the language. And it's really coming back strong, you know, and I seen it come back, you know, but in a different way, and through the drum. Like I said, you know, before, there were only five of us that I seen singing young when I was 8 years old. And since then, you know, it's grown so much. You know, there were dime a dozen singers now. And that's what I like about it, you know, is that I knew that if I looked at, as I was seeing that, there was hope for our language also. And a lot of people have stepped up to that plate to preserve it, to learn it, and to keep going with it. You know, we got a lot of first speakers that are, well, they call them first speakers, you know, but I just prefer to be telling what, or say that they're taught in the house, taught in the home. And I guess that's what it's referenced to. And then I see a lot of people that haven't been taught and that are out there learning. And they got language tables now. So the Ojibwe Way of Life is still in preservation mode. We're still not out of the woods yet. And we still got to keep on and learning. Because once you do learn, you know, of course, you know, you got to go back. And those ones that grew up in the home, they still have to learn about the ways themselves. Because words mean nothing without what they were meant for, the words that in ceremony, and things like that, you know, the way of the ceremony. So those also have to be preserved. They're our way of life. The banishing of it, it was very, very close, you know. They did everything to make that happen. You know, my grandfather was 92 years old when he sat me down and told me about his life and what had happened to him. And, you know, he didn't want to pass that down to his children. And that was a really sad thing because, you know, he was so knowledgeable. He did know his ways, you know, he understood them. And so, you know, that was kind of sad. And he passed away when he was 93. So that was only a year, you know. I didn't have enough thoughts at the time. I was too taken back by what he had told me. But even those things that he had told me, you know, I learned a lot of things and a lot of lessons. As far as the banishing of the way of life for the Ojibwe people. And what, you know, was created out of that banishing, you know, when those kids were, their way of life was taken away from them and then they were sent home. And of course, you know, they didn't want to pass that on and have their children go through the same thing. So it was a harsh thing for them. And we take a lot of that for granted, you know. We can get up in the middle of the night and go down to cities or go to Las Vegas if we want to, you know, nowadays. And we all have jobs, you know, and keeping our way of life and being those types of Indians that lived in the woods and nomadic, where we're not that type of Indian anymore. We're a different kind. And we've adapted and we've, I don't want to say survived, but thrived in the way of this way also. So we grew up two different ways. We still haven't banished our ways. We still, you know, do them. We do our ceremonies. Yeah, we don't go out and build a wigwam anymore. No, we do not live in them. And there's some skills that are there that we will probably end up losing unless, you know, we do our ancient ways and just to do them, you know, just like the immersion camps and preserve our words for those things. So anyway, here we are again, you know, end of the programming for today, banishing the Ojibwe way of life. It's coming back. It is, you know. So anyway, I'm glad for that, and make no excuses or anything like that. Then just turn around and do our ways. You know, it took a great evil to take that away from us. It's going to take a great kindness to bring it all back. So that's the way it is. Well, thanks for listening today, and we'll tune in again next week, and we'll be back. Okay, all right. Have a good day. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Arper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.